Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
And I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Well, good.
Yeah, can't complain.
You always ask me and...
You never ask me back. He doesn't care about me.
We get around to you a little later on all the time.
We'll get around to him later. Don't worry.
That's our usual thing.
We have a usual thing.
Yeah.
And you know something? Usual things make our listeners feel comfortable with the show.
I think so.
Because I know a lot of... I listen to a lot of podcasts. Again, I'm kind of back into the podcast thing. I listen to a bajillion podcasts. And I think a lot of the elements that some podcasters constantly put into their shows, they get tired of them.
Right, but everybody else is familiar and comfortable.
Exactly. So yeah. They're thinking, oh, we're gonna change this, and we're, you know, our opening music or whatever, you know. And people go, no, don't change it. That other one sucks or whatever, you know. So the familiarity. Ooh, that's easy for me to say.
Familiarity.
Thank you very much. I didn't do my tongue exercises.
You got to
exercises.
Get up pretty early in the morning.
To?
Catch a worm.
Very good. That's what we all need, some worms in our tequila bottles.
It's really, I think, to put one over on somebody. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to... Yeah, I don't know the rest of the saying, though.
Put one over on so-and-so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Little announcement from the Big JD clan.
You want a drum roll? Timpani?
Season finales this coming week.
Season finale. Who shot JR?
Season finale of You Talking to Me, season finale of the Jeff and Lana Show, and Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
And these people didn't even know there was seasons.
These people didn't even know there were shows.
Oh, yeah.
At BigJD.com, you can get more information there, but next week will be all new shows, and then they stop for the season, come back in the spring.
For the season? You're making that up.
The season premiere in the spring.
So basically you're telling people I'm taking a break without actually saying I'm taking a break.
I'm not saying it.
No, I know.
You can say it. I'm not saying it.
Another term used is
hiatus.
Yeah. Yes. Going on a little hiatus. Sabbatical of sorts. Well, you're going through a big move right now.
Going through a move and got some other things on the go that need attending to. And with all the shows going on, it gets difficult.
Sure.
So take a little break.
Imagine if you actually had a day job.
Oh, my God. And be able to handle it at all.
Amy says, you suck, slacker. That was the exact same thing when I heard that. I only emailed them back one word. It was slacker.
That's right.
Everybody knows what it is on the face, but Big JD can call it whatever he wants. Hiatus away for the season. All winter is not a little break. No, it's not.
Season.
Seasons, that's right. Seasons in the Sun.
It's the time of the season.
Well, there's another good song. Mm-hmm. It's Zombies. Sing that.
Time of the Season is, yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Yours was who?
Who?
Come on. You know his name? Seasons in the Sun.
Oh,
starts with a T.
Tommy.
Starts with an S.
Tommy.
Terry Jacks.
Terry Jones. I would have never got mm-hmm. that. Yeah, I remember now.
We're going to have a music trivia show one day. I was thinking, actually, that you and I should write a book.
Okay. After you're done writing the book you're doing right now.
Yeah, but this is... can I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's like a Jabbercast book, a book on stuff, all the things that you think about but don't necessarily talk about all the time.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Like kind of like a Jabbercast book,
mm-hmm.
but on the things that you think about from time to time but don't necessarily talk about.
Right. That's what...
You know, things that come to mind and things you think about of different things and of various topics.
That's how a lot of comedians... that's their style. Like George Carlin comes to mind. Mm-hmm. He talks about stuff that you think about,
but you don't say it, or you don't.
Right.
Maybe you don't.
You don't actually
even think of talking about.
Right. You don't put the actual words.
You just know it's there.
you know, maybe things that you did when you were kids and things like a lot of things we talk about on the show here. I'd like a little more cans.
More cans?
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you more cans.
I have nothing.
How am I supposed to give you cans?
I don't know.
Your cans got to be plugged into whatever you're going to be giving yourself.
Oh, okay.
Talk to your engineer, buddy. I have my own private engineer over here. And he says, okay, maybe he does need a break. Yes, I think he does, too.
He definitely needs a break.
Big JD.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously he doesn't even realize his cans go up on his own.
No, but something's wrong here.
Something's wrong.
I usually get you, too, and everything, don't I?
Well, of course you're getting me. We're both coming through this unit here. You got to monitor yourself somehow over there.
I get nothing.
You're tired. You can't figure
it. And I'm wondering why.
Everybody else can hear you.
That's okay. I know we're coming through loud and clear, so that's good.
Yeah, obviously.
In any case.
In any case. What are we talking about today, Big JD?
We're talking about cougars and boy toys.
And why are we getting into wildlife, though?
Wildlife. It would be a wildlife. Hookers and Johns and brothels and porn, sex for money.
Whoa.
It's the good life.
The good life.
What is a cougar?
Cougar.
Sorry. I still know that I never did fix it on the website, but it's spelled C-O-U-G-A-R-S. Is that correct?
Yes, that's plural.
Yeah. I have ER. Is ER anything?
It's the emergency room.
What?
ER is emergency room.
Oh, okay. Right over Big JD's head. You got to get up pretty early in the morning. So, do you always spell cougar with an A, even the animal?
Yes.
Okay.
Cougar.
That's like weather and weather to me.
Okay. And the car is spelled cougar.
Car is spelled C-A-R.
Yeah.
The car.
Yeah, the car. Cougar. Cougar, older woman who frequents clubs in order to score with a much younger man. The cougar can be anyone from an overly surgically altered wind tunnel victim to an absolute sad and bloated old hornmeister to a real hottie or MILF.
Okay. Standing for?
Mothers, I'd like to... Yes, exactly. At least twice. Cougars are gaining in popularity, particularly the true hotties, as young men find not only a sexual high, but many times a chick with her shit together. That's right. A lot of guys want to hook up with a woman who's got some kind of, you know, they're savvy about the world and life. A lot of young women, a lot of girls, they're kind of naive.
An older woman that's maybe a little established.
Yeah.
Has her life together.
For sure.
Owns a house, so you don't have to buy one.
Oh, how come I wasn't that smart when I was young? Amy says we are buffering insanely, which, you know,
but that's part of our thing for the comfort of our listeners, that they know we're going to be buffered. If we take that away, then what? What do we have?
She says you lost the station. Now you're back.
Yeah. That goes on all the time because I have no internet connection here.
That's right. You know, honestly, what I heard recently, or I read it somewhere, is we should be...
It's the government.
No. You should hardwire.
Of course I should hardwire, but we're 10,000 miles away from a box.
I got a wire for you. We should do that next time.
Yeah, we will, for sure. Hardwire. I have a wire, too, somewhere that's like 25 feet.
I have one of those, too.
Yeah, we may need both to couple them together, even. I don't know. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
What if the transmission gets cut off at this coupler?
It's a phone wire.
Yeah, big phone wire.
Yeah.
It's a cat cable.
No, it's POT cable.
It's what?
POT cable. You don't make your Ethernet go farther. Make your phone wire go farther. I have a 25-foot phone wire, so come out of the jack.
Oh, DSL you have.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Right. I got you. Okay.
So we'll put the modem right here in this
room. Yeah, we got to remember that.
Or we could even... never mind. Well, let's not talk about that. We'll try not to be buffering next week. We're going to try a whole different setup. I was actually thinking...
Just for the boss.
Yeah. This week I'm on day, so I'll be used to getting up early. Next week I'll get up early, and you won't even have to call me. I'll call you. Big JD, get up. Get over here. We're going to do the show.
I'll already be up.
Time to get up?
I don't sleep. I don't have time to sleep.
I don't sleep. That's a good answer. Time to get up. Sleep. I don't sleep.
No need for alarms. Just stay up.
Wake up.
So were we on cougars?
I wasn't on a cougar.
Before we were boofering. Cougars, so yeah. Older hot chicks.
Yeah.
Not always hot, but that's what you like to think of them as.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, for sure. They're not always that hot. You're right.
But they're looking for boy toys.
Now, why would they call them boy toys?
Because it's something they just play with.
They play with. Like yeah. A cat plays with a ball of yarn.
Exactly. Just for their own amusement. So to speak.
Now, cougars are... Is that all they want? Or do some of these cougars go in there and they want a relationship?
Some of them probably do want a relationship and want to be with a younger guy because that's what they like. And maybe that helps them feel younger. Because, mm-hmm. in essence, it's all about them being or feeling young, I think. Mm-hmm. That's why they're the cougar. Because there's a lot of women that aren't like that. They, you know, are a certain age and, you know, they live in probably a more proper mindset, I would say, than the cougar chicks that are just looking for younger guys.
Right.
If I don't know how else to explain that.
I think cougars, there's a proliferation of them, mm-hmm. because of the way our society has evolved in the last little while. Like, you think in the 70s, were there cougars?
I don't think so.
In the bars? No, I don't think so either. It was just kids, for the most part. But I think there's a lot of women who have been involved in relationships who've gotten out of them, mm-hmm. and now they're left high and dry. Or they're high and wet, and they want some...
Whoa!
And so they got to go looking for a guy, and a lot of them, that's all they know is, where do you find guys? Well, I found my last two guys over at the bar. I'm going to the bar. You know, mm-hmm. Now they're 40 years old, though, and the guys in there are still 25.
Yeah.
So...
But there's other ways for an older woman to meet. Oh, that's what I wanted to mention was the time thing. Whatever happened with that?
We can take a break right now.
Are we due for a break already?
Oh, yeah.
And you're certain of that?
Positively positive.
Okay, then we will.
This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR.
The Jabbercast with Big J, D, and Lippo. On every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WKBR, WKBR.ca. If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Okay. We were talking about...
I was talking about the prevalence of cougars. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say something about...
The clock.
No, you did say something.
The clock sticking away from the cougar.
Well, that too, yeah.
Is it the fact that they... The only, like, the place that they can go pick up guys is a young place? Or is it the fact that... I mean, older women can get guys of their own age. I think there's something about somebody that wants somebody younger... And a so-called cougar than just something normal. It's not normal. No matter what way you look at it, it's you know, a particular preference, and it's takes a particular woman that wants that particular guy or relationship or whatever. I don't think it's like that's not the norm. You know, when a 45, 50-year-old woman gets divorced.
50, that's...
When she gets divorced,
that's an old cougar.
Or 55, whatever.
I don't think cougars go in that age bracket.
Okay, so 45 to 50, say.
There's another animal. I don't know what it is.
If they get divorced or something, I think that they can find guys of their own age. They don't have to go to a bar where there's young guys. That's not, you know what I mean? We look at that in a totally different way. Than if she joined, you know, some kind of group or, you know, maybe something on the internet or meeting singles or those kinds of things or meet a friend through a friend type of thing. not a young guy, not a boy toy, not trying to make herself into something that she's not really.
I think you're giving cougars way too much credit.
I'm not necessarily giving them credit. I'm actually I'm just saying that, you know, for the norm, like an older woman will stick with somebody like her age or maybe a little bit older, just as it always was. Isn't a cougar something a little bit different? You know, like not really normal.
I don't know. I think
you know what
that,
I'm saying?
I think cougars.
I mean, it's cool. It's okay.
Of course, it's
it
okay.
It doesn't. You know, anything goes.
Really? Put your pants back on, JD.
Yeah. But I mean, there's a reason for a cougar, other than just the normal dating and looking for another mate or even just to date.
Yeah.
They're going after young guys.
Cougars don't want to date.
No, they want young guys.
Yeah, to bone for that night.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a lot different than a regular 45, 50-year-old woman that...
wants a relationship.
Wants a relationship or even just wants to date. You know, doesn't want to be serious now, but does that make her a cougar? No. It's the ones that are on the prowl that are like... you know the difference.
Cougars want one thing, and it's to have intercourse with a man. This is a clean show, by the way.
Yeah.
Could have said
he's
something.
Keeping it clean, too.
Keep it clean.
The cougars are listening going, sap.
Probably.
Keeping it so clean.
What can
they're
I
gonna,
say?
They're going to call in.
I have people listening in SL. I know what SL is, and they want to know what happened to JD's pants.
They're up. They're back up.
Okay. Yeah, cougars, they're just out there to be boning. There's nothing else to it. What's next week's topic? On to that. Let's go to that.
Yeah. Let's do next week's show now.
And I think that women who are a certain age, they get into their sexual prime. Or they were in a bad relationship and they never really fulfilled
their... Yeah, but see, some go to the cougarism. And some stay with the regularism.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever a cougar is, that's not what like you would want your mom to do or something. You know what I mean? If she got divorced at a certain age and whatever, you know what I mean?
It's not what you want your mom to do.
Would you want your mom to be a cougar?
If it made her happy.
Well, I guess, yeah, but
she's
I mean...
she's not getting any. I feel bad for her. Go get some, mom. Do whatever you gotta do.
What if she was had her eye on your friend?
That's okay. Like,
okay.
I'm very open as far as...
I'm getting no place with this.
Sexual relationships go.
Well, sure, so am I, but I mean, I think it's odd when a young guy likes an older girl or an older girl likes a young guy.
It's odd? Just,
it's different. It's odd. It's not what you would perceive as the normal...
Right.
You know, dating, relationships, or even sex should be.
I agree. And I think... older guys like us, guys who are past the 40 mark, it's different for women because young guys will go after a relatively...
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Attractive. See, there's nothing wrong with that. But are we talking about...
That's like there's nothing wrong with two women, but two guys is like...
No, I'm saying older guys. Older guys going to bars.
Right.
There's no name for those except...
No.
Losers! Just kidding. I remember when we used to play, like when we play in bars, you know, and we see guys like my age there who are, you know, they got their shirt open and, you know, they're just hanging out at the bar and they're trying to be cool. And,
yeah.
You know, and there's nothing but 19 to 25 year old kids in there. And this guy's at the bar trying to hit on chicks, you know.
Yeah.
They're just like, dude, what are you doing? Go to somewhere else and, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. And sure enough, he's at the bar still at 2 o'clock in the morning with his head in his hand. You know, just waiting around for nothing, waiting to get kicked out of the bar. Mm-hmm. Whereas cougars, there's a mentality of young men, there's something in them that say, it's okay for me to go after this older woman.
Yeah.
I want, you know, if she's willing to pull it out, I'm going to give it to her.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's like a kind of a status thing. To kind have of. Had an older chick.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turn the tables, it doesn't work. How come? Because women are...
I don't know, but it's still the status thing for the guy if he gets the young girl, though.
Yeah.
Either way.
Exactly.
It's the guy thing more than anything.
Exactly.
And the older woman though, it's not anything for her. It's a notch for her, maybe, if she's a cougar, but it's
a notch, yeah. notch on her lipstick case.
Yeah.
Put another notch.
It's all about the guy.
That's a bad song.
What was it?
Put another notch in my lipstick case.
How about you're a notch and I'm a legend. $20 can make you die.
Oh, yeah. There's a notch. Another notch song.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other notch songs?
I don't know.
Remember Don Notch? The Incredible Mr. Lippo?
He had some lips, didn't he? Oh, on the, in the movie. What was the movie? He was a fish.
Yeah. Was Don Knotts.
Don Knotts, yeah.
That was a cool movie. I used to really dig that when I was a kid. That and Herbie the Love Bug and
Mr. Phipps.
Some of those cool old things. Apple Dumpling Gang.
Anyway, we're talking about notches.
We got to do a movie show, I think.
A movie show?
Yeah,
a
cool
movie trivia?
Cool movies and movie trivia and the whole shebang.
We're cracking Amy up over here.
Is that hard to do?
I don't know.
We're professionals. We're professional cracker uppers.
Don't try this at home, folks. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I am at home.
Yeah, at home. You're in the studio.
I'm in the Stu Studio.
Stu's studio? Oh, Stu's gone. Kiwi Studios West. East.
Anyway, back to Cougars. That was a pretty good...
That was a smooth transition.
That was... I just, when I listen to, I'm listening to our shows, I go back and listen. Oh, I remember that show. I didn't listen to that. There's some shows that we do I don't even listen to.
Why?
I don't know. Something happened and I just never got around to listening to the Jabbercast that we recorded. I guess I should sometimes.
Well, sure.
But you end up putting everything in anyway, no matter what. Everything goes
pretty
in.
Pretty much, yeah.
If they listen to it while we're streaming it, they're listening to it in the podcast. Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot too when I'm listening to podcasts. There's mistakes or people said something and they say they're going to edit it.
Oh, it's still there, yeah.
And it's still there. I swear, last night I heard it 3 times.
Yeah.
And it was all still in there. Mm-hmm. No, nobody edits. Why edit?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's what I've enjoyed about the live thing, though, is we keep things rolling more steady and there's seems to be a lot less editing because we're in that mindset of doing a live show.
Yes.
So that's good. Now back to Cougars.
Have you ever been hit on by a cougar when you were young? No, because there were no cougars back then.
I can't say that I was actually hit on by a cougar. No.
No.
I was too busy looking for young chicks.
Of course. So you were definitely of the mindset, I got to get myself a young chick. Would you have considered
always
it?
Always have to have them.
If some older woman walked up to you when you were jamming up there?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you're single, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure. See? That was the mindset I'm thinking, whereas girls, they don't think like that.
No.
Ooh, that was a nice sound. You hear that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just hear, like, tapping and...
Sorry, I'm making a lot of noise. Oh, it's just the ambience of the Jabbercast Studios.
Yeah, we're all laid back here.
Laid back. Speaking of laid back, Figaro's laid back right out.
It's not the Howard Stern show.
Good thing.
We'd be playing anal ring toss right now.
And we'd
with
have
some cougars.
We'd have a lot bigger bank account.
Oh, yeah.
He does have a fair amount of cougars on his show.
Yeah. I never get to see any of that.
I'm not talking about seeing. I usually just listen, as far as listening to the archives of his show or whatever. You know, he has older women on there, like established, not even. Like, I'm thinking Pamela Anderson or Playboy Bunnies or stuff like that. This ain't the Howard Stern show.
No, it ain't.
So why a boy toy? Do you think cougars treat their victims as boy toys?
I think they do, probably, for the most part, but I think that there's an understanding there by the guy as well, probably, that, you know, she just wants what she wants, and I'll just oblige, and that's that.
You think, does it take a certain kind of guy to be with a cougar? Do you think one of those, self-assured jocks who thinks highly of himself will go with a cougar, or is it more... I'm looking for anything I can get kind of guy.
That's hard to say. I think it could go either way. I think that most any guy probably has that somewhere inside him that it's cool to do that if that opportunity arises. If a teacher, you know, young guys think of making it with a teacher. And
did you have a teacher that you thought, ooh, geez.
Well, I had some hot teachers, man.
My pants are getting tight.
When I was a kid, but I didn't, you know, that was grade school.
Ooh, geez.
That's really? Way back. That's... But I remember some of the teachers were young, though. When you got to think now. Think back to when, how old women were when we were kids. Like, yep. They're, excuse me, younger than us right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, obviously, there's going to be some hotness thrown into the pot there.
The habit that they're wearing just turned me off.
The habit?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the habit?
The clothes the teachers were wearing, they're called habits.
You were in a different school than me.
Yeah, they're nuns.
Yeah, that's totally different. Did you do any hot nuns?
We had Sister Clarence.
Was she hot?
She was about, I don't know, 55.
Oh, she was old then.
And she had milk breath.
Milk breath?
Oh, it was awful.
Her breasts.
Milk breasts. She was totally flat-chested. And okay. she was about 5 foot. Nothing. And, no, she was definitely not hot.
But that's not the only teacher you had. That's one year, right?
That's 1 year. Grade four. It's grade one. I had Sister Marianne.
There's a couple hot teachers at my grade school. And then in high school, yeah, there was a few that were good looking. But I don't think that kind of stuff was going on with teachers back in the day as it is now.
Oh, you're right, for sure. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Is because my kids go to school right over here and when they're in grade school. And then, yes, they're young. Like, and they're tight and attractive. And
the kids?
No, the teachers.
Yeah, well.
The kids.
And what young guy that's going to sleep with a hot teacher is going to go to the police after anyways? No, I slept with my teacher.
The ones that their mother makes them go to the police. Yeah, I guess.
Somehow somebody must have found out, but why would you ever let that cat out of the bag?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't want to let that cat out of the bag. Just let that one sleep. Let it rest. Now, what case are you talking about as far as...
Oh, there's some recent cases there with kids sleeping with teachers. A couple in recent history.
Grade school kids?
I think one was grade school. I think they probably both. One was 13, I think. Wasn't it young? Really young. Too young, really. And another one might have been a little older, but I don't think it would draw so much attention if it was high school.
Right. So you think 13 is too young?
13 is a little young, sure. I didn't start sleeping with chicks till I was like 14, so.
You were sleeping with them? Were you tired?
No, I'm just playing around. We better take a break.
Okay.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Well, now you know where to find Big JD and Lippo. Saturday and Sunday mornings, Big JD's Rear Rock and Heavy Metal Show, WKBR.ca. And Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Big JD and Lippo with the Jabbercast. 11 a.m. Sundays right here on WKBR.ca.
You can visit our website at www.thejabbercast.com.
That's this show's website, yes.
Yes, our website.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's your website, but
why is it mine?
Because you have everything to do with it.
Well, I just put it up. You put up the Easy Mac site.
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
Yeah, switch that over.
Yeah, I got to do something with that. But it's only once a month that I am burdened down with the iWeb.
Yeah, probably takes that 4 weeks just to.
Sometimes it does. Yeah, takes that long to get the site up.
And you can contact us at.
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
Or you can visit our contact page to the My Chingo recorder there and click on the leave us a message button and you can leave us a message, a show topic, an idea, some praise.
Praise.
You guys are great.
You guys are nuts.
You guys are nuts. That's what Brandy says. We're nuts.
What does she know?
I don't know. Brandy, what do you know? Let us know what you know, Brandy.
She must know a lot.
And if you want to get a hold of us like Brandy is, at Showtime, 7 o'clock. Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. fire up Yahoo Messenger and or MSN Messenger will work just as well. And
username?
Our username is the Jabbercast.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you up there and you can talk to us.
Those are all the ways that you can get a hold of us.
Yeah.
And as well, visit bigjd.com, go to the program guide and you can find the website through there.
And see all the shows that aren't being...
See all the shows that are closed for the season.
Yes.
So we're on the boy toy thing, actually.
Yes.
End of Cougars and Boy Toys.
And?
And boy toys are...
I think we're getting into...
Were you ever a boy toy? I was never a boy toy.
Well, no, because...
Had the occasional woman that was a little older, but I was never a cougar boy toy kind of thing or a bar type thing or anything like that.
I just had a memory of, that I suppressed up until this moment.
Yeah.
That's funny how that happens, eh? You actually suppress a memory until something just, it's just pushed.
Mine are all suppressed until something pops up.
The place where I met my wife, which is a golf course around here, they had a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And before my wife got hired there, there was a waitress there. It's funny when you're in the hospitality industry, how, as I was a bartender, and I waited on tables too, and it's funny how the waiters, or just the males and the females within the hospitality industry, they're hot on each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think of that when I go to restaurants now, and I see, I try to think of the relationships I had.
Watch the interaction that goes on behind the...
Exactly. I worked at, the worst was Chi Chi's. That place was crazy.
Did you work at Chi Chi's?
Yeah, the one in Windsor that was here. I was there as soon as it opened. And, there was a bajillion girls in there, and they were just... so they were horny little girls, let's just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
And they were constantly bugging you. It was out of hand. Anyway, but I worked at Rochester Place, that was the golf course, and there was an older waitress there, and she tried for about a month to try to pick up my buddy who was the cook there, and he took her out a couple times, but I don't think he wanted anything to do with her, really, because mm-hmm. she was married.
Wow.
Not only
was she an older woman, but she was married.
Yeah, so she was just, you know, obviously she wasn't happy or whatever, but so he didn't want anything to do with that, but I didn't have the same self-restraint.
Okay.
And a couple things happened, and she gave me something as a souvenir.
Nice.
Not nice. The worst part is I gave it to my wife when I started dating her. So, needless to say, my wife wasn't too happy about that. And she brings it up, of course. Whenever something happens, she brings up that incident. Like, remember when you gave me one of those STDs?
Yeah, it's fun memories.
Yes. And no.
Unfortunately, it's not suppressed anymore.
No, it's not. It's funny how that just came out when I wasn't even thinking of that story when I realized we were doing cougars. But she wasn't a cougar, per se. But she was, for sure, because she'd go out to bars.
Yeah, it's funny, though. You were not in the cougar environment that she might have been involved in.
Right.
But, mine wasn't like that at all, but still was somebody older, but just a notch.
A notch older? Or a notch for her, you mean?
Just a notch for me, really.
Oh, jeez.
No, I don't know. But no, I always dated girls that were younger than me, aside from, you know.
Not as old as you?
I don't think that I ever went out with anybody that was older than me, actually. A couple other ones here and there that, you know, would have liked to hang out a little more, but I never did.
Yeah.
But when you're in the band environment, too, like, it's just, everything is everywhere, really.
Everything is everywhere?
Yeah.
Don't be so specific.
Quote by Big JD. Everything is everywhere.
Don't be so specific.
But I mean, it's just, you have to use your own discretion as to, you know, what you're going to do.
Well, that's the thing. Boy toys rarely have discretion.
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't say I was ever a boy toy. If I was ever a boy toy, it would be by my wanting to do so.
To pretend you're in that space.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'll be your boy toy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Sure. I'll be submissive or whatever.
A little more wittier than just a dumb school kid that, you know,
right,
ended up being a notch in a...
Cougar's belt. Yeah, your personality doesn't suit being a boy toy, really. You're your own guy, and you have your own...
I'm my own guy.
You're your own guy, and you have your own set of standards, I guess you'd say. And falling for a cougar, that would... think there's a lot of guys out there who fall for cougars in bars and then they want to get their phone number and...
Oh, you didn't call me. I
think there is, especially at the end of the night.
Like at the very end of the night?
As the night's coming to a close and the guy hasn't met anybody or anything and maybe he's just willing to do it, you know.
Oh, no, I was thinking after they've already had sex.
After they have?
Yeah, and she wakes up and she leaves and she goes...
And he wants more.
Can I get your phone number or, you know... Am I going to talk to you again? Or?
I would seem to think that would be more just because he wants her again. You know what I mean? Not necessarily the relationship thing or really wants to be her friend or anything.
He wants it again.
If he's smart, anyways. No, but I mean, I don't know. That could go either way, too. I guess it all just depended on the guy. Okay. When I think about that situation, mm-hmm. I don't think of it as... You know, he really wants a relationship with her. Although there are guys like that. They're like older women. My brother likes older women.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he with an older woman now?
Yeah.
When we say older, how much older?
Maybe 12 years or something.
12 years.
Yeah, something that's, like that. 10, 12 years.
That's older for sure.
That's older.
And how old is your brother?
About 39. Going to be 40.
What kind of signal you got over there, Big JD?
I got one bar.
You're back. Okay.
We're back. Yeah, it keeps attempting to connect, so it'll keep coming back. You can't get rid of Big JD and Lippo.
No, and it has something to do with my wireless network and its compatibility with Big JD's...
Yeah, something going on. How about Big JD and Lippo comic book?
Would we be super...
We got a name for it.
Would we
Big
be
JD and Lippo comic book.
Would we be superheroes? That's easy for you to say.
No, I do not think we would be.
What would we be? What kind of comic book would it be?
I don't know. We just get ourselves in all kinds of jams and have to get out of them.
That sounds more like a sitcom.
There we go. TV, too. Big JD and Lippo TV.
I've yet to watch the... you gave me that movie, Kiss Meets the Phantom.
Oh, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. You must have seen that at some time.
No, I don't think
You've never seen that?
I may have, but I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's bad. It's bad TV, bad stuff. Bad acting, bad everything.
Oh, well, of course.
I just watched little clips of it as I was converting it from
Apple TV. That's a must for any Kiss fan from any time in history.
It's funny. They have the gall or whatever you want to do to say to put that out. And they were still loved as, you know, they were still Kiss. And, you know,
yeah.
But that was just bad.
Everybody knows it's brutal, but it's Kiss. Kiss comic books.
I've never seen
Kiss movie. Kiss solo albums, as bad as they were too.
What was the circus one?
Oh, inside the Electric Circus, was it? Or Psycho Circus.
Psycho Circus.
That was cool. That was a good album.
Wasn't there some kind of movie or it might have just been a video or something. I'm not sure.
Now that you mention that, I think there might have been something that had that had something to do with.
You got the hiccups?
Yeah,
or?
Something going on.
He's got the hiccups.
I think they're done now. If I get hiccups, I get like five of them and they're done.
Lucky.
Always.
You. Just five.
Sometimes three.
That's wacky.
Yeah, I've never had hiccups for any length of time.
Some people have them for days and days and days and
Maybe
days.
We should add that to our imperfection show. Hiccups.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be neat. We gotta try and remember that.
Is that coming up soon?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know when exactly, but we'll figure that out at the end of the show when we let them know what's up next week.
Sure. That sounds good.
As far as the cougar boy toy thing, do you think that any relationships evolve out of the cougar and boy toy? You know?
Yeah, sexual just, relationship for
yeah,
about
but,
an hour.
But I mean, do any of them, do you think the cougars want anything more than just the sexual part? Are they looking for something from the young guy? Like, they're older, maybe retired.
retired.
No, but what else can a young guy provide for her? Make her feel younger, all the sex that she wants, maybe some money, cars, stuff. I don't know. Is there anything else? Is it a status symbol for her amongst other cougars? Are her friends cougars?
Cougars, I think that's the whole reason why they got called cougars, because they travel. They're solitary. They don't travel in packs. I don't think they're...
Oh, okay.
They're, you know...
Yeah, what is the reason they're called cougars? Because they're on the prowl and that kind of thing, but...
They're on the prowl.
Cougars run on their own?
They run on their own, huh. And they're attractive, usually. Cougars are an attractive animal.
Especially in a bar after you've had, like, 10 beers. just about anything is. I've hit on a couple guys once.
Really?
No.
How does that work out for you?
I was sore in the morning.
Did he leave you his phone number? JD's joking.
Sciatic nerve.
Sciatic nerve? What's that going to do with anything?
Your hips all out of whack and you can't walk right? I don't know.
Hey, dude, you're banging into my sciatic nerve there. Yeah, you gotta get a guy with a straight one. The guys with the curves, they just bang, bang. Yeah.
This is going someplace I don't want to go.
You've been there. I haven't.
Been there, done that.
Oh, boy. People are on the floor laughing. They're rolling on the floor. Anyway, where can we go with the cougar?
How about the... Back on the... What about the... we had mentioned talking about Johns and prostitution and things like that.
Oh, right.
Do you think anybody's like... I was mentioning the Cougars, they want anything more? Does somebody want money? Do they... Young guys, maybe, you know, like... Maybe the older woman has some money and she's, you know, offering the guy stuff, too, to sleep with her and things like that, you know, because she wants a young guy. You know, she's making him food and dinners and that's... that just brought back another memory for me, an older woman. She used to cook for me all the time, and dude, she wanted, you know, whatever, and I stayed at her place a couple times, and
no, she wanted whatever.
Didn't sleep with her or anything like that, but she wanted more, and but she would cook me dinners all the time to my place of work. She would bring me food all the time and stuff, and she'd always offer me things and stuff, and band to rehearse at her house in her son's room, bedroom.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was insane.
She offered that up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys having a place to practice? Come on over.
Everything. Yeah. She was very cool that way. But, I mean, she was like, I don't know. I just wasn't into it. I think she was kind of, I think her previous guy that she was dating or something was like a guy from Danny's or something like that. You know what I mean? She was older, divorced woman with three young kids. Her daughters were cute, too. They were more my age. But anyway, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, Danny's, by the way, is a strip joint for people who are in some other locale.
Yeah, male strip joint. But I wasn't into anything more than, you know, hanging out because it was really cool.
But you were afraid if you gave her more, she would...
Yeah, I didn't want to... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those relationships are not good, I don't think.
They're okay for a while.
Yeah, but...
Or to hang out. Or if you can establish that relationship that of what it really is, of a friendship or something, is kind of cool, because then, you know.
So she was a single mother.
Especially when you're a band guy, you know what I mean? And we're on the road a lot. We come home to pretty much nothing most of the time, you know. And it was cool to stay somewhere and have food and have this and have that, you know what I mean? It was.
Sure.
Those kind of things are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So even sometimes when you meet them on the road or whatever, you know what I mean? And they want, most of the time they want more, but you still, they'll hang out and. Food and shower. It was right on.
And that was mostly older women?
Some of them were.
Okay.
And some just chicks or whatever, but you don't want a relationship with everybody, you know what I mean?
No, you'd have them all over the place. You'd be leaving chicks in Cincinnati and Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky, yeah.
Those Kentucky chicks.
Good old Kentucky strippers.
Oh, they were strippers too.
Yeah. And you don't know where people have been, you know what I mean?
No, you don't.
So that's something you got to be careful, especially if you're a touring band, unless you just don't care, and whatever, you know what I mean? But I just wasn't that way. Yeah. Wasn't in it just like we talked about before, man. I didn't get involved in that just for the chicks and everything. I'm a music guy.
Sure, you have to keep focused.
Yeah.
And
I was.
Look, look at where it got you today.
Yeah, nowhere.
Who knows what could have happened?
That's right. Could have been bad.
Could have been.
Would have been.
So, you were talking about Johns, though. What I was going to say... Oh, no. Yeah, male prostitutes. That's what I was going to think.
Oh, about. Male prostitute. Okay. That's something different.
Do male prostitutes sell their services to women?
Sometimes to women, men, or both. And I've known some to do it.
You know a male prostitute?
Yeah. Oh, I've known some awfully bad people.
Why is it bad?
Not bad, necessarily bad, but nasty.
Nasty, yeah.
Nasty people who are involved in a lot of bad, shady things and things that you wouldn't want to do. And But yeah, to guys and chicks and whatever, wherever they could score money. Didn't matter to them. Still don't.
I'm just thinking of the John. Her name wouldn't be John. It would be Jean or...
John.
Yeah, John, a customer for a male prostitute.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be called John, but she'd be called something else. She'd be a... John's not the right word.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it would be called for a... Maybe we can take a look at that.
Yeah. See
a,
I'm just thinking...
if anybody out there knows, let us know.
What a female John's name is. Do they go out and pick up male prostitutes?
Does who go pick up a male prostitute?
Older women or women, just period, women.
You don't know. Sometimes the escort thing, maybe. There's guy escorts that take women out and who knows what happens behind the scenes. And then there's the rub and tug, which is always... It's always chicks, not guys go to them. Are there any rub and tugs that are male guys work at them and women go? No.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's nothing to tug for one thing.
Well, yeah, the rub part, though.
Yeah, it's rub and rub.
But you know why that isn't available that way?
Tell me.
It's because chicks can have it whenever they want, no matter who they are.
That's what I'm thinking. It's never portrayed on TV.
Ugly, doesn't matter. Whoever they are, they get it if they want it. There's always a guy that'll do them. But when it's a guy, good luck.
Yeah, and that's basically what it boils down to, good luck.
The chicks, it's easier because they got the goods.
No, we have the goods.
What good are they if we don't can't have the other goods?
That's the whole thing. Why is theirs more prized? I think that's just something that's either ingrained in our head or ingrained in society or something that we think that of the two commodities.
They hold the key. That's the whole thing.
No, we have the key. They have the keyhole.
You think so, but that's just not the way it works. And why is that?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get to boil it down here. There's something in our mentality that tells us there's two commodities here. There's the hole and then there's the thing that goes in the hole. And what makes one worth more than the other? Nothing. They're the same value, but it seems like this is always held out over this, you know?
Yeah, it's the females is always the one that I don't want that.
Right.
And why is that?
I mean,
of course, there's the occasional ones that just do.
Yeah, and usually those are the ones that you got to be afraid of.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
sure.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
That might be another show, that whole thing there. No. Did we do a sex show?
A sex show.
Dr. Ruth's sex show.
We should get Dr. Ruth on the show.
That's easy.
That's easy. Skype her in. Be our rake.
Yeah, because it's almost time for the jabber quote, isn't it?
It is time, right after this break.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on WKBR.ca.
Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of cougars. Give them a call and they'll send a cougar your way
today.
Yeah.
Okay, this quote actually kind of just fits right in along with what we were talking about last segment, and it is by Monica Piper. Do you know who Monica Piper is?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I have no idea who she is, but she is. A man on a date wonders if he'll get lucky. The woman already knows.
Bam. That's exactly what we're talking about.
A man on a date wonders if he'll get lucky. The woman already knows.
So it's not lucky for her. That's the whole thing about, you know.
Yeah, the guy, it's like, I'm going to get lucky. It's going to be, you know what I mean? For her, it's just like, am I going to let him get lucky or not letting him get lucky?
Exactly. It's not lucky for her because a guy...
They always have the upper hand. Why do they have the upper hand?
I would like to find that out. Once you get married, it's a little different. It's not, I don't think it's so much upper hand. I think the guy can have the upper hand at sometimes when you're married.
Sure.
when it's just the two of you there. You can hold out if you want, just to hold out.
Yeah,
just to get back at all womankind.
I'm the keeper of the cheese.
That's right. You will get your cheese when I say you get your cheese. But as far as society as a whole, I'm thinking of whenever I say society as a whole, I think of the whole world, but I'm thinking of other religions, even like Hinduism or Islamic people. I don't think they think the same way. I think women are so suppressed in some other societies that they're getting lucky. And the guys,
yeah.
And the guys,
that's definitely different over here. I think
Western society,
something at some point in time, women were given rights.
That was the problem.
And right, as soon as that first bra was burned, man, that's it.
You think? I think it was earlier than that. We let them vote.
It was earlier than that. I just wanted to mention bras.
Do you have a bra on your Jeep?
I have a bra on.
Oh, do you really?
No, I don't have a bra on my Jeep.
I think like when women were given more, what do you say, more rights in society, like voting and get a job and stuff like that, they took advantage of it because that's their rightful place in society, I think. They're meant to be above us. We always come back to this concept that women ruled the world at one point, and we're just trying to hang on to it. And part of the price we pay is they don't put out unless we really suck up to them, or we get lucky.
Yeah.
And once again, women will rule the world
in our lifetime. I hope not.
Why?
I don't know.
You think they can do they'll do a worse job than we're doing?
No, I don't think they can do a worse job.
Exactly.
We're suppressed by them enough as it is.
Suppressed.
Did we have to make it any worse?
Do you feel suppressed?
No.
No, you're not suppressed.
No, I'm not suppressed. But I'm just saying, like, as a whole, I think...
As a whole.
They can be suppressing.
As a whole, they can be suppressing.
I didn't mean it like that. But societifically speaking...
Today's made-up word is... Big JD's makeup.
Societifically. Don't use that at home.
He's
reserved.
He's a professional word maker upper. He makes his own. He's a lexicographer.
There's another word that's not real.
That's a person who deals with words.
A lexicographer? That's a real word?
No, that's not the right word.
That's right.
It's people who make dictionaries.
It's actually a lexagricon.
Yeah, lexicons. I was going to say something. I had a thought in my head. I'm trying to hang on to it, but it's...
Something about suppression and...
Drifting away.
We were talking about suppression, and we were talking about women having the upper hand, and we were talking about how much we'd like to see that changed.
It was Hillary Clinton.
Oh, what about her?
Do you think she'd make a good president?
I think her motives for being a president are more the woman gaining the control and rights type of thing, more so, I think, than just the presidency and being the perfect person for the job or anything.
Mm.
I think there's a little more to it with her than that. It's not as genuine, maybe. I think the black dude.
Obama.
Obama. Didn't we talk about them recently?
Oh, yeah.
I think we did on the Jeff and Lana show, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm thinking Bambamba.
What's that?
The guy.
Obama.
Yeah.
Senator.
Obama bin Laden.
No, that's Osama bin Laden. I'm trying to think of his...
Bambam Hussein.
No, it has nothing to do with
it. Obama Lee La Bamba. Richie Valens.
Richie Valens sings La Bamba. Anyway, you think he's got a better chance than her, you think?
I don't know. I saw them on the debate thing.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's pretty cool, but I don't know. She's... That would be a real milestone for women, I'll tell you. We'll never get any. No, I don't know. I'm sure she'd make a good president, though. She's probably had lots of practice already.
Well,
she'll be at the podium standing there with giving her speeches and whatever. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a... Move the podium away, and there'll be a boy toy down there.
Oh, jeez. What's he doing down there?
Like Hillary, like Bill.
Smoking her cigars.
She wants to get back at him. That's what it is. she's going to be president. She's going to have an affair on him. And then she's going to say, got you back. I'm out of here.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. But look at the time. Is it time for us to go?
We have to go.
We have to let listeners know what they can expect out of the Jabbercast next week.
Okay. Next week is the Waste Not, Want Not show.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Do you throw out the paper towel or do you...
Toilet paper roll.
Oh, toilet paper. Do you know... Do you throw out the toilet paper or the toilet paper roll with the last couple pieces still on it?
Or do you use it right up and take it off? Like, you know they're glued on at the end?
Yeah.
Do you get that right off?
Right off.
And then you throw the roll away or do you use the roll for something?
We recycle it.
You recycle it, sure. But yeah. You use it for something here? Recycle it on your own. Cat toy, put a gift in to wrap up. Who knows what? You can use them things for different things.
Sure.
Sometimes.
And we have, yeah. But for the most part, we recycle it. Mm-hmm. We don't throw it away, no. Do you reuse containers for other purposes? We discussed waste.
Leftovers in the fridge?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, they're there for another extra day or two, and then they just throw them out. Some people don't even put leftovers in the fridge. They just throw out the food after they're done.
Oof.
Some people don't save leftovers. Are good. Sometimes it's better the second time around.
I say there's a lot of leftovers that are better the second time around.
Yeah. It's almost like a cougar.
Let's leave that for next week.
Yeah.
And we talk about how people can get hold of us. We're ready to go. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.